friends. Welcome to Live Life Better. I'm your host, Nanette Weiser. And today, as we start the fall, it's time to take up some new habits. I don't like to wait until the 1st of January. I kind of feel that my new beginnings start with the fall. And although we don't have season changes, I think this is the time to make some practical strategies for making a habit stick, whether it's diet and nutrition or exercise. Today, we're going to take up diet and nutrition. So a little change can happen very easily. You don't have to be perfect. You don't have to do it all at once. The most important thing is stop making excuses for why you can't or won't change a habit. Tie your habits to your values. If your habit relates to your core value in helping you take care of your family, or if it helps you stay healthy with a particular condition, whether it's pre-diabetes, or if your family has heart disease, you know you have to exercise and you know you have to pay attention to that. So apply your strengths and take small steps towards your larger goal. The most important thing is, okay, make a plan, write it down, write out the benefits and the barriers to making that change, and set a small goal. You know, Rome wasn't conquered in a day, and your diet isn't going to change immediately. So the SMART acronym can be a very helpful tool in determining whether the steps in creating the new habit are specific, realistic, and time-bound. Now, one of the things I like to do is I like to adapt a new habit with a friend. Whether it's something you do online and you chat about it, or you exchange recipes, or you basically just go for a walk and agree you're not going to McDonald's, you're not going to have fast food, or you're not going to drink sugar soda. It's kind of like Lent. Give up one thing. Alcohol, sugar, processed food. I know that when you listen to our podcaster, Wendy Wesley, and her St. Pete Eats, you know that there are lots of things to adopt. And one of the things I like to do is eat at home more. Don't go to a restaurant. That way you know. And each time you try to start a new habit, you might find that you can't do it past day two. You're just not motivated. There are some psychological tricks you can do. Let's talk about potato chips. OMG, that is the hardest thing to give up. So I'm stressed about potato chips. Whenever I'm stressed, I crave a potato chip or a salty snack. So before you know it, you've developed a habit of eating the potato chips. So how can you undo that habit? Why not substitute something different, like make some cream cheese with olives and put that on celery? Add a little peanut butter to an apple and, you know, start small and build gradually. The way to build sustainable habits is to start small. If you would like to work out for 3 hours a week in the long term, research has found that starting with an easy goal, maybe walking up and down the stairs, you know, twice a day, or walking around the mall, or walking around your room. I actually go out on my patio and I do my steps and my jumping jacks. Whatever it is, start small. Do you know what SMART stands for? A SMART goal? Specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. So if you want to go to the gym for 3 hours each week, if you want to achieve a goal in a 12-week time frame, each week add 10 minutes to your exercise time. The other important thing is be as consistent as possible. No excuses. Get up and take that walk in the morning. It's a little bit cooler out. You don't have to go to the gym. You can get some dumbbells or smart bells, as I like to call them. You might want to count your steps. That is a great reward. And then finally, use your environment. I believe that exercise, diet, good habits are a mind, body, soul imperative. And so if you're outside walking in nature, I like to meditate and count the birds and name the birds I see in the tree. Count the butterflies and name the butterflies I see in the tree. It's mindful meditation. So folks, I hope that this Live Life Better helps you start some healthy habits this fall. I'm your host, Nanette Weiser. Until next time, be well.